Amos chapter 4. Hear this word, you cows of Bashan, who are on Mount Samaria, who oppress the poor and crush the needy, who say to their husbands, "Bring us something to drink." The sovereign Lord has sworn by his holiness, "Surely the time will come on you that they will take you away with hooks, and every last one of you with fish hooks. You will go out through the breaks in the wall, everyone straight before her, and you will be cast out into Harmon," says the Lord. "Come to Bethel and sin, to Gilgal and multiply sins. Bring your sacrifices every morning, and your tithes every 3 days. Offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leavened bread, and ostentatiously proclaim freewill offerings, for this is what you love to do, O people of Israel," says the sovereign Lord. "But I have given you clean teeth from hunger in all your cities, and the lack of bread in all your places. Yet you have not returned to me," says the Lord. "I also withheld the rain from you, when there was still 3 months of the harvest. I caused it to rain on one city, and not to rain on another city. One field was rained on, and the field where it did not rain withered. So 2 or 3 towns wandered over to one town to drink water, but were not satisfied. Yet you have not returned to me," says the Lord. "I have struck down your many gardens and vineyards with blight and mildew. The locusts devoured your fig trees and olive trees. Yet you have not returned to me," says the Lord. "I sent against you plagues like those of Egypt. Your young men I have slain with the sword, and have carried away your horses. I have made the stench of your camp rise in your nostrils. Yet you have not returned to me," says the Lord. "I have overthrown some of you, just like when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. You were like a charred stick pulled from the fire. Yet you have not returned to me," says the Lord. "Therefore, this is what I will do to you, O Israel, and because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. For look here, he who forms the mountains and creates the wind and reveals his thoughts to humans, who makes the morning darkness and treads on the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name." Amos chapter 4.